Charlene McKenna, how are you?
How you doing, Colin?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm grand, I'm a wee bit damp, but I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bit of a damp evening.
It's a wee bit moist outside.
Yeah, the pink carpet is, well, it's retaining its pink anyway.
It's trying, bless it. It's really trying to give us a good start.
Big fan of Dirty Dancing?
Yes. I love it.
Okay.
I really do love it.
Is it the musical? Is it right from the movie?
It's everything, I just loved it growing up, and then I'm such a girl, and I love dancing, and it's a love story. I just love it.
Did you take dance lessons?
I did for years and years. I was going to be a dancer.
Were
I was
you?
Accepted into university, and then I chose teaching.
Okay.
And then I chose acting.
So you could go back to dancing if you had to.
I could, yeah.
Okay. And have you ever done the lift?
I've never done the lift. Yeah. You could practice it outside today. It's like when they did it in the lake.
Yeah, that would be the slip then, wouldn't it?
We could do the lake one.
Oh, yeah, in the canal.
In the canal.
Okay, that'd be a good shot.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
So busy with Ripper Street.
Busy. We're at it. Got how long are we back now? Month and a half or so.
Right.
Yeah, and 6th of September.
Series 3,
yeah.
It's had a great reaction, hasn't it?
Brilliant.
And it's great because we were just saying that most of it is filmed around Ireland, around Dublin as well.
Yeah,
so.
Nearly all of it. They did 2 weeks this year in Manchester, but nearly the whole thing is Clancy Barracks and all around Dublin, and it's fantastic to get to come home to do it.
It's really good. Now, we were just saying, because your family, this is a family occasion, your mum and dad are over there?
Yeah, mummy and daddy are here, so hiding somewhere.
And they have the pub just outside the gates of Castle Leslie.
Yeah, they
I didn't realise that.
House,
So you grew up there?
I grew up, we have a house, so we grew up on a farm outside the
I'm not accusing you of growing up in a bar,
yeah. But no,
but you're really distancing yourself from there. No, I was miles away.
Oh, no, miles away. A lovely house in the country. The pub, we've had it since I was 12, I think.
Right, okay. So many celebrities have gone through that because it's right at the gates of Castle Leslie.
So many.
Yeah.
So many, which is so random.
Paul McCartney got married there?
He did.
Tell me about your mum talking to Paul McCartney.
Oh, he did. Well, do you know what? I'm such an idiot. We were on the bus on the way to school. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
And I was studying, going in to do double music, studying the Beatles for the Leaving Cert.
Oh, right.
Looked out the window about 8 o'clock in the morning and went, "Mummy, it's Paul McCartney outside." Stayed on the bus, she went off, and then he proceeded to walk past and she said, "Good morning, Paul." And then a big chat for about 45 minutes about, because his mum originates, I think, in Blaney, in Monaghan.
Right, okay.
So they talked about that, and they talked about Evelyn, they put the world right, and I missed it all.
You didn't get off the bus?
I didn't know, I stayed on the bus. How dedicated and stupid was that?
But you're studying the Beatles.
I know,
there's 25% of your studies outside.
Oh, hindsight's a great teacher.
Oh, brilliant. So, your celebrities, a lot of them just come out through the gates and they go into the... I was there because we were up there fishing, because great fishing on
good,
the lake.
Great fishing,
And there was a football game on which wasn't being shown in the castle.
So we were shown it.
So we walked out and there it was
on the
TV.
Good.
So a great little
guarantee
club as well.
Some of my brothers served you.
Probably, yeah. It was really busy as well. Any other... What are the celebrities? Can you remember that it'd be...
God, there's been loads with Jennifer Maguire. She got married there last week.
That's a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. The main woman, I can't think of her name right now, from Riverdance.
The main woman, Jean Butler.
She couldn't think of her name. I think it was Jean Butler, or maybe it was the girl who took over from her.
Yeah, I'm lost.
It was definitely the main woman from Riverdance. Yeah. One of the main women. Loads.
Do you have a wall? Does your mother have a wall of all?
No.
There's no celebrity wall?
No. I'm not on there.
Nothing at all.
That's terrible. There's nobody on there. Do you know who's on there?
Joey Dunlop
was a huge fan. Obviously, he used to have the Glass Races. And he was a huge fan. He loved our pub.
Oh, wow.
Bless
okay,
him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So where to now for yourself after the show?
After the show tonight? Probably.
After Ripper Street?
Oh, after Ripper Street at New York.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so moving to New York, and I was, before Ripper Street, I was doing a play in the West End, and we're transferring over to New York.
Okay,
so I'm moving before that, but it's Ghosts,
right.
Ibsen's Ghosts.
Oh, very
not
good.
Another Patrick Swayze.
Henry Ibsen.
Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts, so we're doing that in New York, and I'm moving there anyway for the crack.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Don't say that to the cops. I've just moved here for the crack. Don't be doing that now, okay?
Charlie McKenna's deported home for drug
searching
abuse.
For the crack. Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
It should be a good show. We were talking to the producer earlier on, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, Carl.
Okay.
And
have they been on tour, or is this the opening? Or?
Well, this is the opening for here.
Right.
But there's about 7 shows going on around the world. There's one, he's going to Australia on Saturday.
Wow.
There's one running in Zurich. There's one in Italy opening up. It's sort of like the Riverdance
thing. There's a lot of Patrick Swayze's.
Yeah, there's a lot of Patrick Swayze's. Swayzes all over the place.
Who knew?
And we had the Patrick Swayze, Gareth, and the girl Rosanna here about half four. They're really nice. And
are they breaking it?
Not really. Gareth has done it before.
Right. Okay.
And it's her first time now to actually do it. But they look comfortable.
I can't wait.
Is there always
can't
that sort
wait.
Of first nightmare?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You just think your whole world's going to fall around just around you.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't.
And you think you will break a leg.
Yeah.
People
yes.
keep saying break a leg. So somebody must have obviously happened. Yeah. Was it in Hamlet or something? Somebody broke a leg.
I don't know where break a leg comes from. I know in France they have a thing called mer demain, which means probably something I can't say, tomorrow. And it used to come from the horses.
Yeah.
If they looked out the window and there was a load of horses outside the window, obviously the horses would...
So may the shit happen to you tomorrow?
Yeah, as in, if there was loads of horses outside on opening night, that meant there was a really good crowd.
Oh.
So it meant there'd be shit tomorrow.
Okay.
So apparently you say mer demain.
Oh, very good.
Shit tomorrow.
Okay, that's interesting. I like that. Okay, a little bit of French there from Charlene. Listen, best of luck in New York.
Thank you.
And enjoy tonight, okay?
Thank you.
Charlene McCann, thanks for coming in.